What can I dial out on?
Warm.
It's causing me to lose my hearing.
Yeah, oh, I turned my headphones down.
I'm calling Huge.
Okay.
Mr. Fasillo, to see if we can negotiate.
Hello.
Huge, you're live on the Mike Calda Show.
Oh, my God. What's going on, buddy?
I'll trade you one Carmen for one Gloria.
What's this Carmen chick look like?
She's hot. She's hot. Like, she looks like a young, hotter Caroline.
How old?
Carmen, how old are you?
I am 26.
26, skinny blonde.
Nice. Tell me more. Give me another.
Not very smart.
Big blue eyes.
What about the measurements? Come on, give us.
Carmen, what are you at now? Because she even though she was skinny, she lost weight. What are you at now?
Yeah, so 34. I don't know the midsection. I'd go.
Just tell them the good parts. You got a decent size, but.
Yeah, 26. 32.
And there's no Latin in you, huh? Any Latin in there?
Don't you have enough Latin?
Actually, there is.
I am a quarter Mexican from my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
A lot of Irish.
I like that olive skin. I like the olive skin.
She doesn't know. She's white.
Let me ask you a question. You know, this thing, yesterday we posted this, the next Caroline, I think it's...
Now, is she dead?
Website.
Did you kill her by accident?
No, she went. She's in Roanoke, Virginia. She turned into a nun. But anyway...
I don't think that's right.
The next FusilloCelebrity.com. I think that's the website, isn't it? The next...
Yes.
Fusillo Celebrity. Because yesterday when they posted all this, I think we had about 400 or 500 girls hit the website to apply for this position already.
And I'd like to point out, it doesn't just say girls; it says celebrity. I don't know what your kind of operation you're running over there.
Well, Mike, believe me when I tell you, I don't want to go any further, but I hope we got a lot of pretty girls because they're starting the process this week, and then I get to meet the finalists like next Thursday. So.
Would you need me? Would you need me to help you out with that? Do I need to help you judge?
Is that something you would I have to pay you a lot of money, or no? Is it a comp situation? Or?
No, I'm not. I would sound like something I should pay you money for.
Man, I could use it. No, all kidding aside, thank God the car business has been good. But yeah, I'm excited about this whole thing. Some of the girls that were that I saw yesterday, holy zoots, Mink! I think it's like I thought I was like it made me go into the Playboy Mansion. So it was unbelievable.
I have to tell you, when I'm looking for, I feel like all my life I've been scouting to help you out with this. So I will be on the lookout, and maybe instead of a judge, maybe I could bring an offering. I could say these are my girls that I've liked to offer up to the huge stable of ladies. And you also need to expand a little to Caroline and Gloria. Caroline's out now. Is Gloria? Who says we only need one more? We may need like four more.
Gloria, what do you think about there? Gloria?
Is she there? Can I talk to her?
What do you think? But I got to tell you something. She just lost her boyfriend like a week ago.
Good. Did he go be a priest in Roanoke?
Yeah.
No. But I can tell you something. I'll tell you something. Gloria's available right now. I'm gonna tell you something. You want to talk about Mink?
Huge.
I just sent you a picture of Carmen. I text it to you. I'll text you more as I find them. As a creepy boss, I have a lot of them, so I'll send them to you. Feel free to send some back to Gloria.
It tastes pretty good too. I don't know if they told you. You know, you make a lot of money. You get to travel on air huge, and like our first shoot is December 3rd down in Belize in Central America.
I mean,
this is pretty good gig.
Never make it back.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's what Billy did to Caroline. He brought her to Belize, killed her when he was done, left her there, sold her to the Belizeans.
Oh, here we go. No, I threw her out of the plane, right, Mike?
Yeah, right over the jungle.
I can tell you, Carmen's better looking than the girl on the website for the next celebrity thing. She looks like she's got the sun in her eyes. And
should I go to? Maybe I should go to Belize with you.
Nice, Mike. You're more than welcome to come. Hey, let me ask you. Yeah, what's going on over there? You're doing that cruise this year again?
Yes, we're meeting about it on Monday, as a matter of fact. You want to come?
Well, you know, I invited on my cruise, and you never invite me on your cruise. What's the deal?
I don't own the boat when I go on the cruise. Yeah. Like, Billy gets the boat. He gets the whole boat.
Right.
He gets the whole boat.
Hey, listen. We're taking 3,400 on December 3rd with us. 3,400.
Wow. I take like 300.
You're welcome to come. Listen to me, Mike. I always save five suites for the strippers. And you're welcome to take one of those. Make sure that you know that, okay?
With the strippers.
I just want you to know. Yeah, no, I tell your wife.
No, she don't care.
Walk in the side. I got five that I always put aside, and I have one for you if you want to, if you don't mind being sandwiched between the strippers. Is that a problem with you, Mike?
No, I think I'll be just fine. I love sandwiches.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I am going to help you find this new lady.
I love watching you. I love listening to this show.
Good.
I got to go try to get this month going. So you guys have a great day. And if you see any hotties other than Carmen, Carmen, you need to, all kidding aside, you need an interview for this gig. It's a good gig.
Deal.
Carmen, I never want you to leave, but if it's for a better gig, you got to take it.
Right.
And then before
I only need you one day a month. So it's a good gig. It'll be perfect.
And he don't have to kill you. He could just give you back to me when he's done.
Right.
You don't have to die in Belize.
That's right. The show's off at 10 o'clock, so therefore you can come and we won't start shooting until 10:30.
Done.
It's perfect, babe.
Done.
Easy. Go on.
All right. Thank you.
Right now.
I love you. See you later. There you go. It's Billy Fasillo. I don't know what he does with cars, but he does a lot with women. I can tell you that.
I'm still trying to figure out what just happened here.
Listen, I'll tell you what happened.
I just got a new job.
No. Good for you. Proud of you.
When it comes to vehicles, Steve Hurley is my guy in Stingray Chevrolet. When it comes to hot girls, I'm going with Mr. Huge over there to Mexico to find some of them.
He's holding five sweets for strippers.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong.
I got to tell you, I thought he'd hold more. He seems like the kind of guy, if I just say that to him, I can get him to do anything.
Yeah.
I got 10 now, 10. Oh, weren't you playing seats 20? I thought it'd seat 50, but that's cool. Yeah. But I got a huger plane than last year.
Thought you have lobster on this plane.
Oh, yeah, right? God.
I like him a lot. He's such a nice guy. I've never liked a guy so much that I don't want anything from. Like, I don't need, I don't know, we don't do any business together.
Right, right.
I just think he's a huge personality, and he makes me laugh, and he's such a super nice guy. Well, Carmen?
Yes.
Congratulations.
You have my blessing.
All right.
I just sent him several pictures of you with clothes on, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, you have a lot of pictures without clothes on.
I know.
Let's send those.
But I don't really have any naked pictures of you.
Oh, no, not naked ones. I'm saying like...
Right.
Do you want the job or not?
Yeah.
I sent him the classy pictures of you.
Okay.
And we'll see how that goes.
Deal. I'm going to go fill out the form right now.
If he wants to see naked pictures, then he should send me naked pictures of Gloria, and we could trade. Okay?
Okay. I think that's fair.